Good morning, everyone. This is John Miller again doing the Daily Inspirations. This is Monday, January 28th. And I've started in Psalm 127. And so it's just going through there and gleaning some thoughts. This is a chapter that is kind of on the family. So this week's devotions are probably more directed towards papas, towards dads that are, you know, if you have a household, you have a family, it's so important that in everything we do that God is in it. Because if God is not in it, all our labors are in vain. I'm going to read the verse 1 here. Yesterday we talked about the first half of the verse. Today we're going to talk about the last half. It says, except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh, but in vain. And this is one that I know from where I came from, and even now, you know, fathers who are raising up families for God, a lot of times in the teen years, there comes times when children, as they grow older, they make their own decisions. And sometimes the fruit of our labor starts to bloom, to come to fruit. Sometimes papas in this time in their life discover that they thought was working is not working, or maybe what worked before doesn't work anymore. But here, he's warning us that except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain. You can try as hard as you want. If you're not teamed up with God for your family, it's going to be in vain. And many times, especially if we have a heart that is not broken and turned towards God, the decisions we make when we're under pressure, even if we're trying to raise our children for God, we tend to respond in the flesh by nature. We respond instead of allowing God to live in us and be our response. You know, our tendency is to respond by nature. And so it's just a reminder that except God, keep the city. Yes, we as fathers, we're responsible for our houses, but without God, it doesn't work. And so if you're struggling, if you're finding it a challenge, you know, take it to God. Surrender your heart to God. Ask God for wisdom, because God has promised. In James, God says, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of me, and not wavering. He says, I will give him abundantly. And he says, and he upbraideth not. He's like saying that I won't chide you for asking. I'm not going to scold you for asking for wisdom. He said, I want to give it to you. All you need to do is ask, but you have to ask. God wants you to ask. If you're finding it a challenge to protect, to watch over your house, if the enemy is making inroads in your house, remember you have to team up with God. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh, but in vain. So that's all I'm going to read for this morning. Just a quick thought to hopefully it encourages you to seek God and to partner with God for the benefit of your home. May God bless you.